tune out of the anti-white system and tune in to the pro-white system.
Welcome to the Daily Nationalist. Today's date is Thursday the 21st of May 2026 and you're listening to me, Sven Longshanks, streaming at radioalbion.com. Well, today would normally be the day when we take a look at what's happening in geopolitics with Dr. Matthew Raphael Johnson, but unfortunately he is not able to be here today. He will be back next week, just not able to make today's podcast. So unfortunately, you're just going to have to put up with me on my own. And I don't really think I'm qualified to do deep dives into geopolitics. So I have another news story that I think is quite important that we can get into. And this actually comes from the Daily Mail. And the headline is, Arkansas Whites Only Community Sued for Discrimination by Woman with Black Husband Whose Application to Buy Land Was Denied. And this is, of course, the Return to the Land Collective, which I guess is quite similar to the Woodlander Initiative in Britain, where ethno-nationalists purchase land with the view to setting up basically a safe haven for their ethnic group. This is something that was done in South Africa, famously with Irania, which is still going. And I think it was Irania that inspired Arlol, who set up this return to the land in America. The Woodlander Initiative, as I say, that's the British version of this. And the fact that everybody is so against it really shows how anti-white everything is. I mean, all it is, literally is white people that want to live with other white people. Are we not allowed to do that anymore? Do we no longer have freedom of association? And of course, we don't have freedom of association any longer. And it was only a couple of weeks ago that I did a podcast where the subject of the podcast was a lady in Britain who was suing the council because the council were only providing homes to Jewish people. It was in Golders Green, which is the predominantly Jewish suburb of London. And she sued the council and she lost. And the council said, well, we're allowed to do this because Jews have been persecuted in the past. So it's perfectly reasonable for us to just give houses out to Jews and nobody else. So it's effectively okay for Jews to have Jew-only communities in Britain, of course. But in America, if white people wish to have whites-only communities, then that might be a different matter. And of course, this hasn't actually come to court yet, but this is what's going on. This lady is taking them to court, and she is Jewish. Let's have a look at what the news article tells us. A whites-only community in Arkansas is being sued by a Caucasian woman who claims her membership application was rejected because she has a black husband. Interesting here, they're quite accurate that they're referring to her as Caucasian. Jews are Caucasian, of course, but they don't identify as white. So that's the first point here that I'm interested in, is the fact that the Daily Mail has referred to her as Caucasian rather than as white. As I say, Jews don't identify as white generally. They pass as white a lot of the time to people who aren't really aware of Jewish physiognomy, but they don't actually identify as being white. Now, she claims this is because she has a black husband, but it might as well be because she's Jewish. If she's Jewish, it means she's not of the same ethnicity as the people that bought this land. Surely they should be allowed to sell their land to whoever they want to sell it to. And the reason she wanted this land is because it was going cheaply. Because, obviously, Arvol and his ethnic group. He's trying to provide land cheaply for his own ethnic group, for his own extended family. It's rather like somebody purchasing some land and wanting to give it to his children, effectively. So he's going to sell it cheaply because it's going to his children. And then somebody from another family steps in and says, well, I want that land. And it's not fair that you're only giving it to your children. You should be giving it to me at a cheap rate as well. And it often helps, I find, when looking at these racial issues, to look at it through the lens of a family, because your race or your ethnicity, it's an extended family. You're all interrelated. You're all connected by your ancestors. So it is, in a sense, a larger family. And when you do that, you can see how ridiculous these ideas that we have, these anti-white ideas, how ridiculous they are. To say that you're not allowed to put your own family first, that you're not allowed to favour your own family, that you're not allowed to provide for your own family, that you have to provide for everyone else's family instead. And it's ludicrous when you look at it like that. But that's, in effect, the system that we have. It penalises people of European ethnicity for looking out for the interests of others of European ethnicity. And the whole of the anti-racist thing, it's a scheme, basically, to try and get white people to put other ethnicities first instead of their own. And then they're being a good little anti-racist. If they put the interests of black people above the interests of their own people, then they're being a good little anti-racist. And that's all anti-racism is. It's basically getting white people not to look out for the interests of white people, but to look out for the interests of other races. And of course, if white people are not looking out for their own interests, nobody else is going to be. If the father or the head of a household doesn't put the interests of his family first, who else is going to put the interests of his family first? Nobody. All the other families are going to be putting their interests first. Again, it helps to look at these things through the lens of family. Getting back to the article here, Michelle Walker, 49, claims in a lawsuit that she was discriminated against when her request to join Return to the Land, their 160-acre site near the rural town of Ravenden, was refused in November last year. Well, surely the Return to the Land initiative will have said they reserve the right to refuse land to somebody without actually having to give a reason for it. I mean, the banks can refuse to do banking with a customer without even giving them a reason for doing so. Surely, if you own the land, it's up to you if you wish to refuse to sell it to somebody. You shouldn't be forced to sell it. RTTL, which was launched in 2023, is described on its website as a private association for individuals and families with traditional views and common continental ancestry. It's a private association. So public laws really shouldn't apply if it's a private association. And they're saying it's for people who have traditional views. Well, if this woman has a black husband, that's not very traditional, is it? That's not a traditional marriage. Traditionally, that would have been frowned upon. So she's saying she doesn't have traditional views. And that could be a reason for not selling to her, just as much as the fact that she's not of the same ethnicity. She doesn't have the common continental ancestry that this private association is for. So I think what they'll end up saying, they'll say, well, look, this wasn't publicly for sale. This was only for members of our association. And our association are members because they have common continental ancestry and they have traditional views. And these were the only people that this applied to. So it's not that they were offering their land to everybody and they discriminated against this woman because they decided they weren't going to give it to her. They weren't offering it to everybody in the first place. It was private. It was only offered to members of their association. Walker, a real estate worker who lives in St. Louis, Missouri, said she was not drawn to RTTL for its principles, but was simply captivated by its exceptionally low sales price. RTTL is selling an acre of land for $1,000, significantly lower than the average price of land in the Ozarks, which is around $4,000 per acre. I mean, it should be really obvious to her that she was not entitled to be sold this because it's a sweetheart deal. And obviously, sweetheart deals are for your friends, aren't they? They're for your friends and family. They're for people that you already have a relationship with. And yet she seems to think that she's entitled to the same favourable treatment as members of this association are. Again, look at it through the lens of a family. Is it reasonable that you should be able to lower the price of something to a member of your own family? Well, of course, it's a reasonable thing to do. What is unreasonable is for people that are outside of that family to expect the same treatment. Walker, who self-identifies as white, believed she would be eligible to join the community based on its requirements and disclosed that she has Jewish ancestry on her mother's side. According to the complaint filed Wednesday in the US District Court for the Eastern District of Arkansas, viewed by the Daily Mail. So she believes that she's white, yet she is also Jewish. And it's not that she has Jewish ancestry on her mother's side to be recognized as a Jew by other Jews. You have to have a Jewish mother. So she would be recognized as Jews by other Jews. And for these purposes, she's trying to self-identify as white, even though she's not white. I mean, this is the problem with Jews. Because of the nature of them and their religion and their ethnicity and the nature of what they look like, they can claim to be white one moment and they can claim to be Jewish the next. And it's just accepted because they do pass for white. But if you actually look at what the rabbis say and what their representatives say, they will insist that Jews are not actually white, and they're not included in when there is criticism of white people. They don't see that it's themselves that are being criticized in that way. Her husband is black and they have three biracial children per the legal filing. Well, that excludes them from being a part of the association because it's an association for traditionalists. So she can't be a part of the association in the first place. So she's not entitled to be given the sweetheart deal for the housing in the first place because she can't be a part of the association. She's not a traditionalist. So you could say that this isn't based on race. This isn't based on race at all. It's based on her not fulfilling the criteria to be a part of the association. She was given an interview by the community in which her background was explored, and about a month later, her application was denied, the lawsuit states. So they did give her an interview. They asked her about herself to see whether she was a traditionalist, and she wasn't a traditionalist. And she was also trying to deceive them by saying, oh, well, I identify as white, whereas every Jew in the world would accept her as being Jewish because her mother is Jewish. On Wednesday, she sued Return to the Land for refusing to sell her land on the basis of race and religion, marking the first civil case against the group. As I say, I don't think they refused to sell her the land on the basis of her race or religion. They refused to sell her the land on the fact that she was not accepted to be a part of their association. The sale of the land is not open to the public. It's only open to members of the association. She cited the Fair Housing Act and civil rights laws stretching back to 1866 in support of her argument. And I mean, it would be good, interesting to see where this goes and see what the defense of it is. But I think that it's because she's not a member of this association that she hasn't been sold this land. And I think a case can be made that the deal is only for members of this association. And that's why it's so much cheaper than a public sale. And if she hasn't been accepted to be part of this association, then why should they sell it to her? It's not like they're saying to her, we're not going to sell you this house because you're Jewish. They're saying, we're not going to sell you this house because you're not entitled to be sold this piece of land rather than a house. You're not entitled to be sold this piece of land because you're not part of the association. Walker said in her filing that her application saw her complete the group's application form, in which she answered questions about her ancestry and religion. Walker said her father's side of the family came to the US in the 1600s and that her mother's side of the family was made up of Russian Jewish immigrants, per the complaint. Well, that excludes her from membership, doesn't it? The filing added that Walker's husband was specifically of Irish and African descent. Well, it doesn't really matter what his descent is. The fact is, she's Jewish. She doesn't share ancestry with the other members of this association. Surely you can have associations that are based on ethnicity. I seem to recall looking back through the British legislation in this area, and it said that you can have charities and organisations based on ethnicity. It can't be based on race, but it can be based on ethnicity. So you can have an organisation for Jamaicans, for instance, or an organisation for Nigerians. That wouldn't be a problem. And what we have here, I don't think, can be seen as a problem. It's saying that this is an organisation for Europeans. So I don't think that it breaks the Human Rights Act or anything like that. When asked about her religion, Walker allegedly replied, "I am a Christian. I believe Jesus died for my sins, and through believing in him, I will have a heavenly eternal life." Well, if she says she's a Christian, then she's not being denied because she's Jewish, is she? They're denying her because she's not a traditionalist. You have to be a traditionalist. And it is something that has happened throughout past history, in actual fact, that we have had Jews that have claimed to be Christians while still following the Jewish religion. In fact, the whole of the Spanish Inquisition was about that. It was about Jews pretending to be Christian when they weren't actually Christian. But I believe what we have here, her ethnicity is Jewish anyway, regardless of what faith she follows. Her ethnicity is Jewish. Walker also faced questions about whether she supported segregation, multiculturalism, gay marriage and transgenderism. The filing added, and I would suggest that those questions were being asked to see whether she was a traditionalist, because a traditionalist would support segregation and be against multiculturalism, gay marriage and transgenderism, because they're not traditionalist lifestyles, are they? They're anti-traditionalist lifestyles. Per the lawsuit, Walker was surprised to see those sorts of questions on the housing application. Well, I don't think it was a housing application. I think it was to be a member of the organisation. And once you're a member of the organisation, then you can apply for the housing. So I think she's confused there, saying it on the housing application. She thought they were clearly violating federal and state fair housing laws prohibiting consideration of race and religion in a land sale decision, according to the complaint. However, Walker went through with the questionnaire with the hope and expectation that she would not be denied the right to buy the land because of her answers, per the suit. Well, again, she was not sold the land because she wasn't a part of the association. About 6 weeks after submitting the application, Walker was allegedly interviewed by an RTTL member who asked her if she belonged to any other white nationalist organisations, according to the filing. When roughly 1 month went by without a response, Walker allegedly reached back out to her interviewer to ask when she would know about her pending approval. The interviewer told her that she should not expect her application to be approved, the complaint read. Walker was never contacted by the group again, and her application portal currently states that her application was not accepted as she was not an ideal fit for RTTL, per the filing. Well, she's definitely not an ideal fit. She's the opposite of the sort of person that they want living in this area, in that area which they purchased for themselves. It should be up to them who they allow to live in their area, the same as it should be up to a landlord who he allows to live in his house. Walker accused RTTL of denying her the right to purchase the land based on her religion, ancestry and the race of her family members, which are incompatible with RTTL's goal of establishing an all-white community. But she doesn't have a right to purchase the land because it was never offered to her in the first place. The lawsuit claimed that RTTL had developed an extensive screening process to make sure that only white, non-Jewish people can join their community in the Ozarks. Well, surely that is the same as ensuring that you only have Christians at a Christian monastery, or you only have Muslims at a Muslim area, in a Muslim religious school. Surely you can have an exclusive organisation specifically for one type of person or one religion. And it would go against that to have people in from other religions. I mean, it's like single-sex spaces. You have single-sex spaces and you can't have the other sex in there because it's a single sex space. There are plenty of places where you have both sexes together, and there are plenty of places where you will have Jews, Christians and Muslims together. But why would you be saying that you wanted to have Jews in the mosque or Jews in the church? Jews can stay in the synagogue. They have their synagogue. That's exclusively for Jews. I don't think the Jews would look too kindly upon Christians trying to join the synagogue, for instance. In addition, applicants have allegedly been asked to submit pictures or a video to confirm that they appear white. And again, what's wrong with that? We have had instances of people like Rachel Dolezal, a white woman pretending to be black and leading black advocacy organisations when she's not even black. And there have been cases of other instances of this that have proved to be a great embarrassment to the organisation to learn that they've actually been led by a white woman when it was a black advocacy organisation. So surely it is sensible for them to have a look at a picture to ensure that a person that is going to be a part of a European traditionalist organisation is European and is a traditionalist. The video interview was allegedly used to do a physiognomy check to verify that the candidate presents as white per the suit. And clearly she can't present as white because her mother was Jewish. She knows she's a Jew. This woman knows that she's a Jewess. And yet she's doing all this, which is very disingenuous. Because anybody that knows anything about Jews knows that what makes a person Jewish is if their mother is Jewish. And this woman here, her mother was Jewish. So quite clearly, Jews will see her as a Jew. They won't see her as white. They will see her as a Jew. John Wellman, one of the attorneys representing Walker in the legal case, said the suit sends the message to RTTL and any other white separatist organisations seeking to perpetuate segregation, that the rule of law remains intact. Well, I don't think they are perpetuating segregation. They're not keeping blacks out of an area, which out of a public area, are they? It's a private area, it's private land, and it's up to the people that own the land who they allow on it. Why should you have to be able to allow people on from another ethnic group? Why should a man who has a family home, why should he be forced to allow people from other families into his home? I mean, it's just not right. It doesn't seem right to me on moral grounds that anybody would assume that they could just sue somebody for not selling them a piece of land when the land was never intended for them in the first place and the land was never advertised publicly either. Our nation will not abandon the fair housing rights we have fought so hard to uphold and enforce, Relman said. Well, fair housing rights, I mean, that applies to government organisations, doesn't it? I mean, if you're going to have social housing, then it's important that the social housing, there's no favouritism, there's no segregation, there's no discrimination. But if it's private housing, then it's a different matter. Private housing, you can sell it to whoever you want to sell it to. And we're not talking about government land here or government housing. We're talking about private housing on private land. Walker is seeking damages and a court order that permanently forbids RTTL from engaging in the alleged discrimination. It's amazing, isn't it? You just get a few white people together and they say, well, we just want to live amongst other white people. And apparently this really gets people's hackles up, and this gets people so annoyed that they start trying to sue them. They start trying to ban them from doing this. I mean, what is so wrong with wanting to live among your own people? Every ethnic group does this. Muslims like to live among other Muslims. Jews like to live among other Jews. Nobody prevents them from doing this. But as soon as you have white people and they say, well, we would rather live amongst other white people, then everything will be, every obstacle will be thrown in their way to try and prevent them from doing so. And mainstream media like the Daily Mail will demonise them for doing so. And as I say, I'm not surprised that it is a Jewish woman doing this, because the people that criticise this the most are usually Jewish. that most dislike the idea of white people wanting to live among other whites. Whenever you get white people trying to advocate for other white people, Jews or Jewish organizations will accuse them of being Nazis or fascists or anti-Semites. Whereas if you're a Muslim and you want to be among Muslims, or you're Afro-Caribbean, you want to be among other Afro-Caribbeans, there's no insults thrown at them. There's no accusations at them. And indeed, that is supported when people do that, as it should be. It's only natural that somebody would want to live among people from his own ethnic group, from his own extended family. Walker is being represented by Washington, D.C. Fair Housing Law Group, Relman Colfax, the Legal Aid of Arkansas, and the NAACP Legal Defense Fund. And what is the NAACP? Well, it is the National Association for the Advancement of Colored People, because she's not white, she's Jewish. Walker said she was not concerned about her beliefs, politics, marriage or children, because she had not planned on moving to the whites-only community. Well, it's the other people there that are concerned about it. It turns out that the reason why she wanted this was because she wanted to rent it out to other people and make a profit from it. She says her interest was based on real estate and the potential opportunity to eventually rent the land. And, I mean, really, that's typical Jewish thinking, isn't it? We'll purchase the property and then we'll rent it out. But the whole point of having this property is so that it goes to traditionalist-minded people, so that they can build a community of people that are all traditionalist-minded, not so that the property can then be rented out to anybody that turns up there. It goes against the whole idea of the place. And if these properties are only going to go to people that are part of this association, you know, part of that is to prevent this this happening, that people might buy one of these properties and then just rent it out to somebody else. I mean, it's quite disgusting, really. She's got a property here which is, well, she's found a property that which is selling for 25% of the price. And the whole point of having it at a low price is so that the organization can help out people from its own ethnic group, give them a leg up, get them a start somewhere with a cheaper property price than they would be paying publicly, so they can build a family and build a family home. And she doesn't want that. She wants to take that away from a family, and she wants to take it, and she then wants to rent it out to somebody and make a profit on it. So instead of looking at it as well, that's a potential opportunity for a family home for part of my extended family to use, she's looking at it thinking, well, I want to take that for myself, and then I can rent it out for a profit to possibly that family. So she's just seeking to make money for herself. Whereas the whole point of the organization, as far as I understand it, is to be like a charitable organization for people of the same ethnic group. Whereas her way of looking at it is, oh, well, this, I just want to turn this into a cash cow for me. If I'm not allowed to turn it into a cash cow, I'll sue them. I mean, it's quite disgusting the way that this lady thinks. A good investment is a good investment, Walker told the New York Times on Wednesday. There was never a plan for my husband and children to go there, she added. I'm bold, but I'm not stupid. Well, the whole point of the place is that they want to have families there, don't they? The whole community aspect is that they want to have people of the same ethnic group, and they want to have families there and build a community. And she looks at that and says, that's not fair. I just want to buy a property there and rent it out to somebody, and I'm not even going to live in it myself. So she just wants to deprive a member of another ethnic group from actually having that property. RTTL's co-founder Eric Orwell said the group anticipated the lawsuit. This is going to be a competition between our right to freely associate and then civil rights laws, which seem contradictory to our claims, Orwell told the outlet. Well, that's the point, isn't it? Do we have freedom of association or do we not? You know, freedom of association is a very old right, and yet we also have these civil rights laws which appear to go against that traditional right to the freedom of association. He added that the First Amendment and the right to freely associate would help RTTL win the case. I hope they do win the case. As I say, it would be very interesting to see the arguments that are put forth. Orwell said last November that his group was for European heritage, and they want to perpetuate that, according to 4029 News. Again, so the whole point of the thing is to be like a European charity, like a European sanctuary, a European safe place for European families, build a European community, which doesn't have members of other ethnic groups there, so they can just be all about European heritage. And this woman thinks that that means that she is able to buy a house there, and she should be able to rent that out to whoever she wants to rent it out to. Well, it doesn't work that way. He added that America was built by white Europeans for white Europeans. Orwell argued that multiracial, multicultural societies have lower trust and people become less sociable. And that's an established fact. I mean, they've done studies that show this. The more multicultural an area is, the lower trust there is. And not just trust because you don't trust the other ethnic group. There is less trust of your own ethnic group as well, because your own ethnic group can be working with the other ethnic group. They can be seeking to gain an advantage over you by working with the other ethnic group. So there's good reason why there is lower trust in multicultural communities. And there are studies which show this. And the fact that people will be less sociable, they'll be less community-minded, they won't go out and take part in community activities, and they'll just tend to stay in and hunker around the television. And that was the results of the largest study that's ever been done into diversity. And the person that did the study sat on the results for a number of years because he didn't want to publish them. Because he knew that when he published them, it would show that actually diversity isn't good for society and multiculturalism doesn't work. It does the opposite of what we're told it does. And that's the reason why you have people like Arvel who want to set up their own communities for their own ethnic groups, which, and I don't think there is anything wrong with that. I think it's quite a natural desire to want to be among your own people. As I say, you see that with Afro-Caribbeans, you see it with Muslims, you see it with Jews. When we see it with Europeans, it's headline news in the Daily Mail, and it seems that people think that it just shouldn't be allowed, and that we have to have non-whites living among us. Why is that? Well, the Daily Mail reached out to Walker's attorneys and RTTL for comment. And last year, the Daily Mail reported that RTTL was home to at least 36 people. So that's all there is. 36 people. 36 people of European ancestry living together on a bit of land. And this woman, this Jewish woman, cannot stand that and wants to take it down. She thinks that she should be allowed to live there. Only it turns out that it's not just that she wants to insert herself into this community. She then wants the right to insert others into the community as well. She wants to trick them into giving her a house and a bit of land. And then her plan was to rent that house out to somebody else. I mean, it's a disgusting way to think, I would say. Well, thank you very much for listening. I will be back tomorrow with Grandpa Dan. God bless and hail victory.